Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoah Anabakoah Gedula Chimincha Tati Terura Alfit Gimel Yud Taf Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Aharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Chutcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Tet Resh Saditav Kimu Pasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Vid Gimolamet Zayin Tu Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Zadiyutah. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoah, we say in a whisper, Hashem Tadab. Our handout today is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in row 9. It's the second column from the left, the advanced classes. It's a series of classes for the Sefer Yetzirah. When that landing page opens up, please scroll down to class 3A. And we will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutshabri Hu Ishkinte Bibhilu Urhimu Udhilu Udhilu Urhimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Be Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Elena Maseya Deno Kanane Elena Maseya Deno Kananehu. In the previous classes, I asked you to consider the difference between creation and formation. And here is one answer. What is the difference between the world of Yetzirah, the world of Bria, which is the world of formation and the world of creation? Yetzirah has a gematria of 315. Bria has a gematria of 270. Essentially, the difference is 98. 98 is the Hebrew word tzadichet, tzach. 98 is cleansing. because tzach means cleansing. Number 315 is the name of Shaddai, the name of God Shaddai plus a Kollel, because Shaddai is 314. Another way of understanding this is you can take the name Michael, Michael, which is 101. You can add to it the frames of chesed of direct light and chesed of returning light, which represents 100 plus 100 or 200, and the number 14, which is a number connecting to manifestation. In essence, the world of formation is the potential manifestation in the spiritual level. The number 217 is equal to 200 plus 17. This is the world of Briah. 17 is the gematria of the Hebrew word tov, which is good or goodness. And 200 is the completed states of the direct light and the returning light, composed of 100 sephirot each, 10 sephirot within each of the 10. The typical explanation of the difference between creation and formation is once something is created, then any change is a formation. How does that apply in the spiritual framework where there is no disappearance? Yesh Miayin. Creation is something from nothing. There is actually only one thing that has ever been created. What do you think that is? It is the desire to receive. This next section is a translation from the writings of the Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria, the foremost Kabbalist in the last 600 years. This particular translation is from his writings called The Gates of Holiness. It has to do with an aspect of meditation and cleaving to Hashem. It speaks for itself. When your soul does not feel the honor of the one who honors you, equanimity is a prerequisite to meditation. Behold, after a person is worthy of the secret of Devikut, bonding with Hashem, one may become worthy of the secret of Hishtavut, equanimity. If a person is worthy of attaining equanimity, one may become worthy of attaining Hitzbodidut. Meditation is the way it's being defined, but it really means cleaving. After a person is worthy of reaching the level of meditation or of cleaving, one may become worthy of divine inspiration, and then one may become worthy of prophecy. Of two persons, one of them honors you, and the second insults you. Are they equal in your eyes? An explanation of the secret of equanimity. Rabbi Avner told me the following. A rabbi once came to one of the meditative Kabbalists and requested of him to be accepted as an initiate. The master said to him, "Blessed are you, my son, to Hashem, for your intention is a good one. However, tell me whether you have attained equanimity or not. The rabbi said to him, Master, explain your words. The master replied, If there are two persons, one of them honors you and the second insults you, are they equal in your eyes or not? The rabbi said to the master, No, my master, for I feel pleasure and satisfaction from the person who honors me, and pain from the one who insults me. But I do not take revenge nor bear a grudge. The master said to the rabbi, My son, go in peace. For until such time that you have attained equanimity, until your soul does not feel the honor of the one who honors you and embarrassment of the one who insults you, your consciousness is not ready to be connected to the supernal realm, which is a prerequisite to cleaving. So go and surrender your heart even more, a true surrendering, until you have attained equanimity. Then you will be able to meditate. And equanimity comes by attaching one's consciousness to Hashem. Dibbukut, or bonding, for it is the attachment of a person's consciousness to Hashem that enables a person to ignore the honor or the insults. I call this energy serenity. He's using the word equanimity. Very few people attain this level of consciousness. The real question in our generation, do you want to attain this consciousness? Is this a value you think is correct? Is this value important to you? When you answer these questions with a strong, positive yes, you are able to begin the path to achieve this level of consciousness. If the answer is an emotionless yes, or chas v'shalom a no, then you are far from the necessary cleansing to attain Ruach HaKodesh. This class will be a few essays from one of my teachers, in which he reveals some secrets related to personal experience of the creations. This is a very important class. You may not understand what is being discussed, yet you will learn to understand this as we go through the classes of the Sefer Yetzirah. We are approaching Shavuot once again. These are revelations that my teacher, Rabbi Bart Zadok, received 7 years ago. But before I start reading this and explaining it, the question you each have to ask yourself, do you want serenity? Or do you want what the translator said is equanimity? Are you willing not to be upset when someone insults you? Are you willing not to be feeling proud because someone gives you a blessing or a recommendation or praises you? This level of consciousness is a prerequisite. We can study the Sefer Yetzirah intellectually, but if you have no desire to stay in balance, to stay in a serene consciousness, then when someone praises you, you're going to be taken out of balance. when someone curses you or embarrasses you, you're going to find it difficult to stay in balance. We can move forward, but understand, until you've reached this level of serenity, or at least have the desire to remain in balance, which is the level of serenity, your development, your spiritual development from the Sefer Yetzirah is going to be less than possible, less than what you are capable of reaching. Introduction. Every year at Shavuot, I perform traditional Yerida meditations or travels. My travels and my guides never seem to fail me. What I see and what I am told, I often keep private, as I am instructed. Yet this year, what I saw also came with instructions to reveal it, but not to press the dissemination with any real efforts. I got the impression that the following information is meant for those for whom it is meant. As for the rest, well, what about them? My commentary. This is describing an astral travel, yet it is different than what most people perceive as astral travel. This is not in the earthbound dimensions. This is in other levels of consciousness. Earthbound dimensions are the effect of the higher worlds. This is an unwritten commentary. As I was learning Kabbalah in the Kabbalah Center with Rabbi Berg, we attended the third meal of Shabbat. This is the period of serenity. This is the period of time of goodwill. It's an amazing energy. If you've experienced it, you know what I'm speaking of. And if you haven't, I bless you with the moment that you reach the level that you can experience it. During one particular third meal of Shabbat, Rabbi Berg was expressing a little frustration. What was he expressing frustration about? He would speak, and he would explain, and he would strive to reach the level that people were at. And there were 300 people sitting in the room. And he said, there's no more than one person in this room who understands what I'm saying. But he wasn't expressing frustration like you and I would feel frustration. It was just a matter-of-fact statement. It was frustration because he was explaining at the level of various people that nobody was learning because nobody was trying. They were enamored with the feeling of serenity, and they didn't strive to learn more when you're feeling serene. I recommend you keep that in mind as we go through this class and the next two classes, which are three different meditations, three different essays by Rabbi Bar Sadak. Strive to learn what you can learn. I'm continuing to read. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. And there are multiple and possibly an infinite number of manifestations of Torah, man and Israel, spread throughout the universe and in parallel dimensions. This is an unwritten commentary. The Torah tells us, the Midrash tells us, there are 974 generations prior to the generation of Adam. There were men walking the earth before Adam. That's very anathema to many Torah scholars. Yet it is written throughout the Kabbalah, throughout the masters of the Kabbalah. We have to be open to learn. There is no change in the Torah. There is only change in us. And as we change, our perception of the Torah changes. I'm continuing to read. Torah, man, and Israel are all expressions of what is called in the later Kabbalah the small face of God, Zeruntim. This is an unwritten commentary. So Zeruntim is Torah. Zeruntim is Adam. Zeruntim is mankind. Zeruntim is the word Israel. Continuing to read. Zeruntim is a cosmic reality throughout the entire universe. It exists everywhere. Therefore, we must conclude that no matter where we go in space or in parallel dimensions, there will always be there an expression of Torah, of man, and Israel, for they are all Zeruntim. What does that mean? This is an unwritten commentary. What does that mean? Is Torah a manifestation of Zeruntim, or is it a code word for Zeruntim? Is mankind Zeruntim? Or is it a code word for Zeruntim? Is Israel a code word for Zeruntim? A manifestation of Zeruntim? Or the essence of Zeruntim? What is external and what is internal? Continuing to read. Here on our earth, we are all aware of the familiar forms of Torah, of mankind, and of Israel. Yet as we travel to the stars and to dimensions beyond, we will come across other races of intelligent, sentient beings. What we must realize is that, like our Earth, their planets will also have Torah, man, and Israel. But these three will take forms that are indigenous and proper for those worlds. Even as these three take the forms proper for our world. Rabbi Bar Sadak is explaining that every world, every location where there is Torah, that Torah takes on the language of the mankind of that world. And Zeron Pin takes on the garment of quote unquote what Israel looks like in that world. My written commentary. Travel to the stars is not what came to mind when you read the above words. Travel to the stars is in the form of astral travel. Here on our earth, man has taken the form of the species Homo sapiens. But that which makes us man is only wrapped in the garment of the biological form of Homo sapiens. That which makes us man is far more than our mere biology. Man is said to be created in the divine image of Elohim, of God. We should never be so primitive to think that the image of God is that of the earth species Homo sapiens. Elohim God is far more grandiose than this, and so too is man. Man is created in the divine image. That image, it is taught here on earth, follows the pattern of the 10th Sephirot of emanation, whatever that actually means. Our divine image is within, not external, and not biological. Therefore, if that which makes us man can be put into the bodies of Homo sapiens here on our earth, then that which makes us man can also be placed into any other sentient life form, on any other planet, or in any other dimension. My commentary. Remember our discussion in our emails and in classes number 2 of the basic class about communication between all of the Sephirot within the same name. This communication also takes place between Sephirot connected to different dimensions and different worlds. As this is true of man, so too is it true of the concept of Israel. Again, Israel is an expression of Zeron Pin. As such, Israel, Zeron Pin, can never be conceived as existing in an only one form, in only one place, alone. In order for Hashem to be everywhere, so too must be Israel. What makes Israel to be Israel can never be limited to just one planet and one manifestation within one biological life form. Israel is itself a grade, a level within man. As man is everywhere, so too then is Israel. Is itself a grade, a level within man. As man is everywhere, so too then is Israel. Israel is that level within man that transcends the physical and the higher dimensional planes. Israel is the conduit and the bridge between parallel dimensions. Israel is that part of man that serves to unite the higher and lower domains, be it in the universe at large or on each specific planet, with each specific manifestation of man, in whatever form that they may take. Ancient legend teaches us that in the beginning, God gazed into the Torah, and from it created the universe. Thus, the entire universe came forth from out of the Torah. Therefore, everything in the universe has its source in the Torah. Everything in the universe is thus connected to the Torah and operates in accordance to its laws, essentially the laws of nature and the halachot of the Torah are one and the same. This is lost on the blind, but those with sight can see this clearly. If Torah is the source of the laws of nature, then surely any and all other planets, races, and civilizations in this universe or in any parallel plane, by exploring natural law, are essentially studying Torah. Torah is everywhere in the universe. Therefore, our Earth can never be considered its exclusive domain. As we know from our Earth, man includes Israel, and Israel received the Torah on Sinai. As this happened here, so too did this happen on every planet, in every universe, in every parallel dimension. Wherever there is a manifestation of man, yet we must never forget that there is still only one man, one Israel, and only one Torah. It is just that this oneness is in essence, and not necessarily in their finite physical forms. Many faces, perhaps, but only one voice that speaks through them all. Throughout Torah literature, there has always been talk of heavenly Jerusalem, the heavenly temple, the heavenly high priest, Israel above, and the original tabernacle vessels, which our earthly ones are only copies. These are all references to the realities to which I have referred above. These teachings of our sages is not just symbolic metaphors built on Grecian philosophical speculations and centered on teaching moral concepts. On the contrary, the sages are teaching us about realities, the likes of which even modern man has a hard time to grasp. If we ever wish to actually draw closer to Hashem, to truly act as beings created in the divine image, to fulfill the destiny of Israel, man on earth, and to study Torah in the way it was meant to be from the beginning, and we really need to study Torah the way it was meant to be from the beginning, then we really need to redefine some of our fundamental beliefs. For far too long, we have believed fairy tales about religion, when in fact the truth has been staring us in the face all along. No one will ever be able to move forward unless one first unties the bounds that are keeping one back. Redemption is brought with a price that most are unwilling to pay. Although our world appears to be presently isolated, this will not remain the case for too much longer. Revelations are coming, and once they arrive, they will not be denied. Who will be able to stand in the knowledge of the true light of Hashem? P.S. For the record, Homo sapiens, man is not the first race of man here on the planet Earth. There were others, many other men before our present form. The old men of Earth have evolved off our planet to their own Olam Haba, from which they serve the Creator as watchers, as Tali, over the younger races of men. Science fiction? No. Torah secrets? Yes. The Tali are mentioned in Chapter 6 of the Sefer Yetzirah and are generally thought of by the academics as referring to the Milky Way. Rabbi Bar Tzedak teaches that the Tali are the watchers from the Book of Daniel, Which is correct? Perhaps both. Perhaps none. I want you to scroll back, scroll further up to where we have already read. To that place. Where the sentence is said, there is Torah, there is man, there is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. We're going to use those words as a mantra. I don't like to use the word mantra because it comes from a place that I'm not real comfortable with. But what is a mantra? It's a repetitive phrase. So I'd like you to arrange yourself in a comfortable sitting position. I want you to relax all parts of your body. We're going to take 10 minutes to use this verse, these words, as a technique of relaxation, a technique of meditation. And we're going to fly where we will fly. Please, while you're sitting, relax. Take a deep breath. And let it out. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah, there is man, there is Israel, there is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah, there is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. Israel. There is for a man and Israel here on earth. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. There is Torah. There is man. There is Israel. There is Torah, man, and Israel here on earth. This is your homework for this week. Utilize these verses, the Sukkim. Utilize these sounds. To travel where you will travel. To go where you will go. To see what you will see. Are there any questions? We have two more classes tonight. One is at 4:30, a deeper Zohar class. One is at 7 o'clock. A regular Zohar class. Utilize this week. Utilize this coming Shabbat to use these phrases as a repetitive phrase and see where you travel. Shalom Gadol. To all. The times that I mentioned are all West Coast times, so don't be confused. Are there any questions?
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.